Welcome to the UX Podcast, where we learn how to turn a rockstar business into a UX machine. UX introduces a simple formula for personal and business growth based around one principle. We can't solve big, valuable problems alone. Starting with this principle, UX equips and empowers us to pour ourselves into people and systems, scale authentically, and create a life of exponential freedom and impact. And now, let's get started with the latest episode of the UX Podcast. Hey, what's up, Rockstars? It's Matt Johnson. We're talking about our weekly podcast formula. In other words, this is not only what we execute for the select clients where we actually do the implementation work for them, but if you're a business coach or a consultant or a creative, like an agency owner, and you came to us and said, hey, what's the strategy for podcasting? What's actually going to move the needle? This is what we recommend because there's a bunch of different approaches to podcasting out there. You can do interview episodes, you can do long episodes, short episodes, Alexa flash briefings, you can podcast from your iPhone with apps like Anchor. There's a whole bunch of stuff out there. But I believe that we found a formula that not only is more effective, but is more sustainable for coaches, creatives, and business consultants who actually sell and want to use podcasting to generate demand for their service. So here's the formula. We have two influencer conversations each month, and we're talking about in the context of a weekly episode. So an episode is going out the same day of the week, every week, week in, week out. So 52 episodes a year. Two of those episodes every month, we believe, should be influencer conversations. These are episodes that feature fellow influencers in your space or the levels above it. And we also want to do 1 to 2 solo episodes a month, meaning you deliver your message to your audience, and then 1 success story, meaning a conversational case study type thing with someone that you've led to the results that you promise. And in a separate video, we'll talk about why solo episodes are so important. So keep an eye out for that. But I want to deal with in this one, I want to talk about influencer conversations, and then we'll get to the case study kind of success story episodes in a minute. But the purpose of an influencer conversation, to me, is to have a real authentic conversation with a fellow influencer on a topic that can help us lead our people to the results that we promise. So let me go over that again. It's to have a real authentic conversation with a fellow influencer on a topic that can help us lead our people to the results that we promise. That's a big part of why I don't call these episodes interviews. And my feeling on it is that we are not Barbara Walters. The purpose of these episodes isn't to get people to cry or get them to reveal something that they weren't planning to. Leave that to the professional interviewers. Not just because it's a skill set that's tough to build and it takes a lifetime to build that up, because it does, but more importantly, if you're a coach, consultant, or creative, being the interviewer, even if you were super skilled at it, positions you very, very differently. It positions you as an interviewer instead of a colleague, a peer, a fellow influencer in the trenches of your industry who's leading people to results. Think about it. No one goes to Barbara Walters for business coaching or consulting. So if that's what we sell, our job is not to be the best interviewer. Our job is to have a real authentic conversation with a fellow influencer on a topic that can help us lead our people to the results that we promise. So what happens when we have that kind of conversation is a couple of things. Number one is we build authority. So in other words, when we bring on influencers that are in our space or levels above it, and that's why I include that in there, levels above our space. So people who serve a bigger market, have a bigger audience, and maybe a little bit more of a general message. What's happening there is they are lending us a portion of their credibility and their authority, especially, and this is why the real, raw, authentic conversation part of this is so important, especially when they treat us and interact with us as a peer or a colleague rather than an influencer. What the audience is hearing, what's going on psychologically when we're having a real, authentic conversation with a big influencer, someone who's in our space or maybe above it, is that the audience is perceiving that and it's affecting their perception of us differently than if we were focused on being an awesome interviewer, right? When that influencer is treating us as a colleague and a peer and someone that's on their level, that's the perception that the audience walks away with, is, oh, those people are on the same level. So what's happening is they are lending us a portion of their credibility and their authority. Very, very important. The second thing that's happening when we do those types of real authentic conversations with other influencers is it creates a deeper and more meaningful bond than if we had just, let's say, met in person at an event, like in the hallway between sessions. Or let's say we saw them speak and we went up and introduced ourselves afterwards. So I've done that kind of stuff before. It's fine. And it used to be the only way you could meet certain people. What happens is if we're able to have a real authentic conversation on a podcast, it sets us up completely differently. The bond a lot of times is a lot deeper because we can go straight past the small talk into a really deep, meaningful conversation. And then we can build on that to see kind of what we can do in person. In fact, meeting them on a podcast first often creates better opportunities to meet in person later because there's already a bond formed. And a lot of times those conversations after we're done recording a podcast will go something like this, like, hey, where are you going? What's the next big event? Like, oh, I'm speaking here. Or I'm attending this event. I want to meet these couple of people. Well, great. I was thinking about going that to that event too. Oh, really? Well, we should grab a drink sometime. Okay, awesome. Let's set something up. We'll meet outside the event. We'll grab something in the lobby of the hotel, or I'm going to this networking event. I'll see if I can get you a ticket. Awesome. Great. Sounds good. Let's do that. So those types of conversations are tough to do, and they don't come easily if you meet people at events and you only have a couple of minutes between sessions to make that personal connection. They come a lot easier if you can get them on a podcast and you have really deep, meaningful conversations about a business topic that they're passionate about that's genuinely helpful to both of your audiences. It builds that connection so that you can then follow up and have an in-person conversation that's a lot easier, smoother, and more meaningful, and it really deepens and strengthens that relationships. So these types of relationships are really critical because these are the influencers who can not only send us like a consistent stream of referrals for the next, 5, 10, 15 years, they can also promote our products and services to their audience. They can put us on their stages. They can feature us on their podcast. They can introduce us to other people who can do all those things as well. There's many, 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 many opportunities to leverage those relationships once they're formed. In fact, I did a whole episode of the podcast on how to leverage relationships off the podcast because of how important that is. So go check that out. But we can systematically build relationships with influencers that we bring on our podcast. Real relationships with influencers is a big part of why podcasting changed my life personally. And I know it's done the same for a lot of my friends who are in podcasting. So to me, that's one of the greatest benefits of why we recommend 2 episodes every single month with a fellow influencer. Now let's talk about the third reason why we want to do these types of conversations. And that to me is leadership. When we have a real give and take authentic conversation with another influencer, our message doesn't have to get lost in the guest's point of view, right? It doesn't have to get lost in what the influencer has to say. If we were interviewing them, our job is to shine the spotlight on them and help them convey their point of view. And that's fine from the perspective of being an interviewer, but that's why we don't recommend that you be an interviewer. This is a real conversation. We're allowed to disagree or give a competing point of view, maybe even play devil's advocate. We don't just have to shine a spotlight on that influencer. We can convey our point of view in the process of that conversation. And it's critical because on our podcast, our audience doesn't need 1,000 ideas. They need leadership, right? And we can lead through those conversations with other influencers if it's a genuine give and take kind of conversation. So those are the key points that I wanted to make about why influencer conversation episodes are so important and how to leverage them so they get the most benefit, so they actually serve their purpose on a podcast that creates demand for coaching, consulting, and creative services. Now, let's turn a little bit to the success story episodes and why these are so important. So what is a success story episode? It is an episode where you feature a conversation with someone who's gone through your coaching or paid for consulting. Maybe they bought your book and they took action on it, or they took advantage of our creative services. And most importantly, they got a result that we promise. So what I see a lot going on, and I'm sure you've seen this too, is that when you see testimonials and recommendations on people's sites or people's landing pages and things like that, I always look to see what the content of those recommendations is. Is it about that person, or is it about the result that they got? Did they get a return on their investment of time, effort, energy, and money? And what you'll start to notice if you really look for that is a lot of the testimonials that you see out there, especially if you're an emerging influencer or if you look at people's LinkedIn recommendations, it's about them. They are awesome. They spoke well. I enjoyed their event. I enjoyed what they had to say. It's about them. And there's nothing wrong with that, especially when you're getting started. But ideally, if you want to create demand for your coaching, consulting, and creative service, you want the testimonials and the success stories to shift. And you want them to talk more about real ROI. In other words, what is the result that you promised compared to the result that they actually got? And hopefully those things match up. In fact, I believe the best success stories are very, very specific. They hit the beliefs that we want people to have. They create demand for systems and tools, and they demonstrate that people are getting the results that we promised by using our systems and tools, not by just interacting with us. So a great example of this is if you are, for example, if you're a coach or a consultant and you want to scale up your business, one of the sticking points or the ceilings that a lot of coaches and consultants run into is they get people that demand to have them. If they don't get time with them, they're not interested. That is a big indication that you're not creating demand for systems and tools. You're creating demand for just time with you, and you'll never be able to scale beyond you and your own time, effort, and energy if everybody coming to you wants your personal time and your effort and your energy and attention. So you have to shift that, and the success stories need to shift to be less about you, more about systems and tools. So the way that I look at a success story kind of in the flow of a podcast is it's almost like somebody standing up in a church and giving a testimonial. Let's say they heard last week's sermon and they implemented it and made a difference in their week, made a difference in their life. Or they implemented something or they've been going to the church for 2 years and here's all the things that have happened in my life and here's how my life has changed. And the whole audience is able to get into it and they're able to cheer that person on for the results that they're seeing in their life from being a part of that community. That, to me, is the best function of a success story. It reinforces beliefs, it gets people excited, it shows that people can get results if they implement, and more importantly, it takes the focus off of you and it puts it on the systems and tools that you're providing. We'll go deeper on the other category, solo episodes, like I mentioned, let me leave you with this. My business coach said something the other day that really kind of hit me hard, and I want to paraphrase it. Basically, he said this: we should all aspire to do our best, but our best isn't the maximum we could do or push ourselves to do over the short term. Our best doesn't leave us burned out. Our best is sustainable. And that really hit me because I think it applies really well to podcasting. Could you do 3 episodes, 5 episodes, 7 episodes a week, one every day of the week? Absolutely. You could probably do that for a while. When I first launched the UX podcast, I was doing 4 to 6 conversations with influencers every single week. It was insane. And as a result, I have a nice big backlog or a pipeline of episodes that need to go out. But the problem was it burned me out, right? So I've had to kind of put the brakes on that. I've got too many episodes that are already recorded. I can't go out and keep on interviewing or having conversations with people because I went way overboard in the first 6 months of the podcast. And so it was amazing for networking and relationship building, but it wasn't my best because it wasn't sustainable. And the other part of this is if you think that more content is always better, please think again. I have had plenty of clients, friends that host podcasts in the business world and who have had the opposite story. More content and then dialing it back and seeing their download numbers go up. And I don't mean just the download numbers per episode. I mean their overall downloads on the show, meaning they put out less content, and the effect was they got more downloads per episode and then more overall downloads for their entire show for the month by scaling back on the content. I don't think we need to do 3 episodes a week. I've run a show where we do that, and it's overkill, to be quite frank. It was great for networking, and it helped build us an audience, and that's all fine and good, but I guarantee you we could scale back. Or could have scaled back a long time ago, and it wouldn't have made that big of a difference. You'll see the UX podcast is not a 3-day-a-week podcast for that exact reason. So more isn't automatically our best, especially when it's unsustainable. So I want to pause there. We'll shift over to talking about solo episodes in another one. So keep an eye out for that. We'll dive into why they're so powerful and important for those of us who are selling coaching and creative and consulting services. But we've covered the two of the three things that really go into our weekly podcast formula: influencer conversations and success story conversations. Those are very, very, very critical to create demand, change beliefs over time, and sell more coaching, consulting, and creative services. So Hopefully you got a lot out of that. That is the major parts of the weekly podcast formula that we recommend and that we execute for the select group of clients that we work for personally. All right, we'll see you on the next one. Now, I believe that clarity releases energy. So I hope that this episode creates clarity for you by laying out a path forward in your business. Now, if you're interested in starting a podcast like this to help you break into a new industry or to establish yourself as an authority in a niche market, let's talk. We have a complete done-for-you podcasting service. That is my agency that I'm building and growing, and I'd love to talk to you about what we can potentially do for you. You can learn more at pursuingresults.com to get a sense of what our service is all about. And if you're ready, if you're really seriously thinking about starting a podcast, I'm happy to brainstorm your ideas and talk about the positioning of your podcast within the market, something that you can take away whether we end up working together or not. So you can grab a time on my calendar for a podcast brainstorm call at bookjohnson.com. That is bookjohnson.com. I just want to thank you again for listening to the show, for leaving us a rating and a review on iTunes, and more importantly, for investing your time, your energy, your attention into the show. It really means the world to me that you would do that. So again, this is the UX Podcast, where we learn how to turn a rockstar business into a UX machine, and we'll see you on the next episode.